Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
More than 100 schools available from Homefield Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Boom. Bosco's Boys is here. I think we all wanted it. And the marriage is officially official. I'm so pumped to bring my show to the 1012 Network, Bosco's Boys, the most consistent K-State podcast out there. Over 4 years with at least one episode a week. Bringing live shows to the listeners and to the participants every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm pumped to be here, and I would love it if you guys came over to Bosco's Boys and gave us a listen. Because we are not Big J Journos. This is a podcast by a fan and his dog for fellow K-State and Big 12 fans. And I can't wait to chop it up with all the members and fans of the 1012 Network. This love has taken its toll.
Tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids. I am Brandon Phoenix, aka I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother.
I'm Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix, JN Fiend, as you know me. I'm in the building.
It's Monday morning. Wonderful Monday morning. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to a new weekend. Welcome to pop culture.
Did you with that pop?
And yes, I know the news broke last week, but we got to talk about it this week because it's still stuff to talk about more every day. Jeremy, what do you think about that boy, Adam Levine?
You going to give him the rundown? I don't know if you're going to play it. You going to tell him what it's about? You going to let him know?
I'm going to let him know. So this woman, Thumner Stroh, decided to come forward and admit she was in an affair with Adam Levine via TikTok. She let the world know without a publicist. She let the world know via her own TikTok channel, page, whatever you want to call it. She let the world know by saying, I was in a relationship with a man who was married to a Victoria's Secret model. She then said she felt like a victim and that she had been manipulated and taken advantage of. She then said she broke the relationship off, but that Adam then came creeping back into her life by asking that he be able to name his unborn child with his Victoria's Secret model wife after his side chick, Thumner Stroh, the woman who made the video. Jeremy, what do you think about this situation?
It's very simple to me. There are a lot of people who get exploited, and for them, I feel sorry for. There's a lot of people who would take advantage of people in lesser positions who don't know as much about the industry they get taken advantage of. Thumner, you ain't one of them. Thumner, I heard some key things in the things that you said on TikTok that not exploded my mind, but like just told me you was down for the cause. First of all, Thumner, you knew he was married to begin with.
Bingo.
I don't care. What'd you say?
Bingo.
I don't care what you say. You knew he was married from the get-go. So you didn't say his name, but you showed screenshots from your phone about him talking about how hot you were. The first thing I know about screenshots, Brandon, are, yes, indictment on Adam Levine.
100%.
But how many screenshots did you not show about things you said back knowing he was a married man?
Bingo.
Now, granted, he is the person who should be in the most trouble, not in the most trouble, but He's the one who made the vow. He's the one who said, I will love you for always to his wife. So for me, I've always thought the person in the relationship is the one with the most responsibility to uphold that vow. But something don't act like you ain't know what it was. So now we're here and you're talking about, I was taking advantage of. No, don't. Did you read what he was saying? You're talking about how you were an Instagram model. People that came at you 100 different ways. You mean to tell me you didn't know? Now, I understand he's a famous person, but that feeds into your ego. How do I know? Because you talked about talking to your friends about it. You used that. You were showing off to everybody. I don't know that for a fact, but I know that for a fact. Because when pictures came along, because near the end, you talked about how you sent some unsultry pictures to your friends, which I'm assuming had to do with you and Adam. You were showing off. You were enjoying it. You loved it. It wasn't about right or wrong. If he'd have left his wife for you, you'd have been all good. The problem was he wasn't really leaving her. So, yes, he may have played you, but quit acting holier than thou when you knew what it was when it started. And you use the clout and the prestige to say, hey, I know Adam. Hey, me and Adam got a thing going on. You send it to your friends and whoever else. Now, you post it on your own TikTok? Don't tell me that's not also for clout, for people to like and subscribe and review and watch. There's some people who get taken advantage of, and I get it. But this case right here, Sumner, man, yeah, trick. You knew what it was. You were down for the cause till it wasn't. Now you got buyer's remorse.
She ain't got no buyer's remorse, Jeremy. This is what she played the game for. The prize. All eyes on her. All eyes on her. Are you ready? Jeremy, this is what she came for. She started out by saying, I was in a relationship with a man who was married to a Victoria's Secret model. Why is that pertinent? Why is that relevant?
It's all about me.
One time, 100%. Jeremy, she started that out the way she meant for it to finish. All about her, ego boost, ego fed. Now, I don't want to spend this whole time dragging her because to me, the worst person in the situation is Adam Levine. Adam Levine is the villain. Adam Levine is the main character. He is the devil.
Yes, by the way, hold up. Let me just say this. He is the villain. There's no question about that. But she is not the victim.
No, without question, she is not the victim. In any form, in any shape, in any capacity. But Adam Levine is the victim. He's the devil in The Devil Wears Prada in this situation. No question. Yep. The only victims are his wife and his children. That's it.
Yep. In this particular situation, yep.
Nobody else. I don't want to hear anything else. Sumner Stroh set this up from the get-go. She knew what she was doing. Like one
person. She was getting one of the two, the man or the clout. That's it.
That's it. She's getting paid in the shade, trying to get her lemonade. All I know is she got more than just, I'm going to leave it at that. But she was not played. She was a player. She got dolled up. Full makeup for a video she said she had to make in a hurry before it got to the tabloids. Really, Sumner? And can we, while we're talking about this, give a quick shout out to Sumner Elementary or Sumner School in Parkersburg, West Virginia, a destination, a historic site that should be recognized in Parkersburg, West Virginia, where segregated kids, black kids, went to school, and our family, our grandmother notably, went there in her prime, and it was named Sumner. This is the first time I've ever heard of a person being named Sumner. But Sumner Stroh says Adam Levine wanted to name his unborn child with his wife after her, naming his little boy Sumner. Can you imagine?
Let's talk about that too. That's just another play to get in with her. Like, why would you even ask? Why would you go there unless you're just trying to get back? I mean, she must have had that good because it was over. It was done. It was separated. And all of a sudden, now you're calling, like, who makes a move like that? That's wiggity, 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 whack.
Have you read any of his DMs?
No.
Like somebody said, he DMs like a 17-year-old boy, Jeremy. I've seen very few cheesier people than Adam Levine. This is a hit to his brand, for sure. Like, if his brand was not already on a decline, it's a hit to his brand. Now, granted, he's still a millionaire. He's still famous. He's still part of Maroon 5. He's still the only person in Maroon 5 that anybody will recognize if you saw them on the street. And he's still married to a supermodel. Well, not a supermodel, to a Victoria's Secret model. But he's still winning in life. But this is a bad time to be Adam Levine. He came out with a denial. He said he did not have an affair with Sumner or anyone else, but that he did cross the line in his communication.
I'm so sick of it. Who cares what he says? Now, I know there's some people who really do get gamed and people will lie and whatnot and get really, I mean, manti-tailed with theirs. But for him, stop it. Stop it, Adam. Come on now.
I did see a woman who made a TikTok who said she's been saying that if you're in a relationship with a famous person, an athlete, a rock star, or whatever, that you are in an open relationship, you just may not know it. What do you make of that?
What? Unless his name is Russell Wilson, possibly, I'm going to say possibly Russell Wilson, or maybe Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow more than Russ.
I mean, come on now. Let's be for real. You ain't got to be in the game. I ain't got to know you, man. I know how things work. So look, it is what it is. You know what you're getting into when you get into it. That's why I feel.
Well, I'll say this. Do you feel the same way if it's a woman? What if you're just an average Joe and you're married to a famous woman? Or is it the same thing? Is she in an open relationship and you just don't know?
I think maybe a little different. Guys and girls are different. I would assume if we're doing really famous, possibly, probably. But that's not always the case. And with guys, it's not always the case. There is exceptions to the rule. I just know guys are dogs. I mean, that's the truth. Don't get me wrong. There's exceptions to the rule. Myself, you, but everybody outside of that, the majority outside of that, D-O-double-G.
By the way, have you ever heard Ron White stand up about this?
No.
Jeremy, he's talking. Ron White is one of the funniest comedians out, but he said, he was like, my wife was like, hey, why don't we go hang out with so-and-so? Because she hates Tiger Woods. And she was like, why don't we go hang out with so-and-so? I'm like, he did the same thing as Tiger. He cheated on his wife. She said, that was one time. And I said, he only had one chance. He said Tiger had 87,000 chances.
Right, right.
And he only cheated 18 times. He said, if a man has 87,000 chances and he only cheats 18 times, that's love.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that, but I get what you're saying.
Point was, a man is only as faithful as his option. Roger down the street only got one chance to cheat in his life. If he takes it, yep, he's a dirtbag. And the other thing that girl said that was like, most people are in open relationships if you're with a celebrity. What she was saying was, women are throwing themselves at men like a t-shirt gun. It's your job to dodge and avoid it. But that's a lot harder than your average Joe just walking down the street, not getting anybody paying him any attention. You know?
Don't say you know. This is all yours. This is, I'm not this making is, ex- I'll say a pit.
Wait, I'm not making excuses. I am not accepting. Saying it's okay.
That's cool. No, that's cool. Just don't put me in any of what you're doing. Right.
I'm just putting out food for thought. I'm making conversation.
Hey, do what you do. Do you, boo-boo. Do you.
But I will say this again. I'm 100% anti-cheating. I'm 100% anti any of this adultery that is happening. And I'm definitely anti-Adam Levine in this situation. I do not believe anything he has said. He's a liar, in my opinion, allegedly. Sumner Stroh, she's definitely a clout chaser, but I believe what she's saying in the moment. I do not feel sorry for her.
Hey, girls gonna be girls, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Okay?
No, you're right, 100%.
So I couldn't blame Sumner, anyway.
100%. I mean, 100%. And by the way, there have been multiple people who have come out and made videos about Sumner, including a girl who dated her younger brother. And guess what percentage of them have had positive things to say about Sumner, Jeremy?
I look at Sumner, I heard what she said, and I ain't got to know you, Sumner.
0% have had positive things to say about Sumner. And people are going to say, well, this is like Amber Heard, or this is like Meghan Markle, or anybody else that the media has quote-unquote dragged. No, it's not. Some people deserve to be dragged, men or women. Adam Levine deserves to be dragged, but so does Sumner Stroh. She deserves to be dragged. She knew what she was doing. I'm not going to call her a home wrecker per se, because Adam Levine wrecked his own home.
Yep. But by the way,
but she was a willing participant.
Yep. Down for the cause, Meghan Markle. That's Prince Harry's wife, right?
Yep.
We're gonna get into that one of these days. I don't get into, like, you know, the England, you know, the royal family, but that's an interesting one with Meghan and Harry, because I got some ideas. Like, I've read some stuff and I got some big ideas. So hey, tune in next week. Maybe we'll hit that up on pop culture. But that is it for this week's pop culture. Let us know where you fall. Let us know how you feel. Let us know how you feel. Talk about I was gonna see. I'm at the payphone trying. No. This love has taken its toll on me. All right, get at us.
Podcast Network.